Hi, besties. Welcome back to Try Not to Care. It's so good to be back recording. This is the longest I've gone without recording. If you haven't listened to the previous few episodes or don't follow me on Instagram, I was away in the Outer Banks for the past week. And as much fun as it was, and also as relaxing as it was, I just miss talking to you all so much. Also, of course, I go on this nice vacation and I end up getting swimmer's itch. And if you don't know what swimmer's itch is, it's basically when you get parasites from the water. And although they die as soon as they dig into your skin, it leaves you with these terrible, like, blister, pimple, rash all over your body. But I guess that's what I get for sitting near the ocean trying to relax. Like, of course, that would happen to me, because why can't I just sit and look at the ocean peacefully? Like, I sure as hell won't be doing that again. I'm back to my raunchy sewage rat lifestyle. Fuck that. But anyways, now that I'm back, it's finally fall, and like really fall. It's October now, so I can proudly say it's fall without people jumping down my throat about how it's still summer. It's not anymore, bitches. It's cool girl fall. Kind of like hot girl summer, but except it's not. We're calling it cool girl fall. I'm so fucking excited for October. It's one of my favorite months, but also I just love the start of any new month. The beginning of the month is always the best, and it makes me want to get my whole life in order and become a brand new bitch. New month, new bitch. For me, maybe it's an OCD thing of mine, but I have a really hard time doing anything if I'm off schedule. Like, if I'm behind on my goals for the week or I have too many things going on, rather than just hustling and getting them done, I procrastinate even more and tell myself I'll start fresh next week. And it's almost like I need a reset button to be able to do anything efficiently. And people do this all the time. It's easier to be motivated and hopeful about getting something done when you're starting with a clean slate. Every year, people make New Year's resolutions and they say they'll work out and eat clean and be nicer and do something they've been putting off. And they'll start to do all of that at the beginning of the year. And they do all of that for the first few weeks or months, but then the momentum fades and they stop. When I hit that reset button and I get inspired and motivated and am in the mindset of I get to start over and start fresh, I feel unstoppable. Like, people need drugs to get focused and get shit done. I literally feel that energy pulsing through me every Monday, every new month, every new year. And I probably sound insane, and that's because I am. But at the beginning of each month, I am so fired up and want to reinvent literally every single part of my life. So the first thing I want to talk about today is using this new season and this new month to transform yourself and your life into what you want it to look like. I think a lot of people only think of glowing up or reinventing themselves when something traumatic happens, like a breakup, and they feel forced to move on. And let me tell you, you do not need to be heartbroken to want to better yourself. I don't want to only become hotter or happier when someone fucks me over or something bad happens to me. I want to be sexy and successful year round, regardless of my mood or what situation I'm in. Nothing has to happen for you to decide you want better. You can wake up tomorrow and decide you want to switch things up and start new. You could decide right after this podcast you want more for yourself. With that being said, regardless of what your situation is right now, there's always room for improvement. And I'm sure no matter how successful you are, you still have goals and things you want to achieve. And new beginnings, like a new month, are a really good time to think about who you are, what you want, and who you want to be. I know this is super cliche, and you're probably going to cringe and laugh at me and tell me to shut the fuck up, but just like seasons change and things come and go, like the weather and the leaves changing, so do you. You can't be so hung up on being one consistent thing. Like, yeah, leaves are pretty. I fucking love leaves. I live in Connecticut, and the leaves are changing right now, and they're so pretty. And I feel bad for you if you don't get to see them. But just because they're pretty doesn't mean they stay the same. They have to change and fall because they don't work in colder weather. Just because you have something right now in your life that you might enjoy It doesn't mean it's right for you or should stick with you. And that's what you have to figure out. What are those things that aren't meant for you and you need to shed in order to become a better version of you and for you to continue growing without being held back or hindered in any way? Just like the seasons, we've got to switch up our routine, let go of things that aren't meant for us, and just do our best to look out for our best interest. Like, again, super cliche, but if it were snowing in the middle of July, you would be a little concerned. Like, I don't care how much you love snow, it's not meant to snow in July. So excuse me if I'm being a little rude, but I really do not care how much you like your ex-boyfriend. That was a different season. It's time to keep it moving and stop thinking about how much you like him and focus on what's best for you right now. And it's not him. So what can you do to help transform yourself into who you want to be? How can you use Cool Girl Fall to help you become the best version of you that will stick with you longer than the fall and will stick with you for the rest of your life? When you think about reinventing yourself or working to better yourself, it seems a little more attainable to do when you do it in small increments, like every new month or every new season. And that's why we're talking about this right now. Working on little pieces at a time rather than deciding one day you're going to be an entirely new person and stick to that person for forever is much more doable. It's really easy to tell yourself that you're going to change and you're going to be a better person and you're going to pick up healthy habits and be nicer to people and be a hard worker. But just like yearly goals, the motivation is at an all-time high at the beginning when you decide you want to do that thing, but it fades really quickly. You want to be creating habits and sustainable goals and working on a healthy mindset that will stick with you longer than a season. In order to do that, you need to be super clear about what it is that you want, so that way you don't flip-flop and change your mind and lose that momentum towards your goals. Being specific about what you want and being clear on your intentions is important because when you are sure about them, you won't settle for less. You won't be focusing on anything else and you won't be getting caught up or distracted by things that don't serve you. I know I use breakups and relationships as an example a lot, but let's say you want a healthy relationship, but you aren't sure if you deserve that or if you even want to be in one. If you aren't clear about your intentions, it's going to be so hard for you to make a decision moving forward. If you don't tell yourself, I deserve better and I won't settle for someone treating me like shit, and then this guy who is treating you like shit comes along and tries to get back with you, it's going to be difficult for you to say no and not be with him. Whereas if you know you deserve better and you want to be on your own, it'll be easy to say no fucking thank you. Thank you next. Bye. And move on. If you aren't clear about what it is that you want, nothing is going to change and you won't become who you want to be. I don't know why I have the dumbest examples, but they make sense in my head and they work. But it's just like if you were to ask me if what I want from McDonald's and I told you to get me whatever you want, if I'm not clear that I want chicken nuggets, why would I expect you to get me that? I can't be mad or upset if you bring me back a cheeseburger if I wasn't clear that I wanted nuggets. You get what you decide you want. If I said I wanted nuggets, I would have gotten the fucking nuggets, but I didn't say that. If you want to change, you need to decide to change. So let's talk about it. Let's talk about reinventing yourself. It's obviously easy to dye your hair and get a tan and go to the gym and physically glow up. But I want to talk about glowing up from the inside, doing the inner work so you can actually be a hot girl or have that cool girl fall. I think a lot of people, myself included, have a hard time acknowledging that there's parts of you that you want to work on. It's easy to blame people and blame situations when things don't work out. But when you have to look inward and acknowledge that you might actually be the one causing issues and making things harder for you, it can be really difficult, and it's why a lot of people don't change. It's uncomfortable to admit when you're wrong or when you're being toxic or when you're being a dumb bitch, and that's why people would rather avoid it rather than actually work on it and resolve it. But the first step to solving your problems is admitting you have problems, and that's okay. It's nothing to feel guilty about or beat yourself up about. No one's perfect. If I told you half of the dumb shit I've said and done and continue to do, I promise none of you would feel bad about your lives. Like, I know I make it seem like I have my shit together, but girl, I am a train wreck all the time. And that's okay because we work through it. And maybe it's not even that you have problems. Maybe you just want to live a better life, a healthier, happier life. It's still the same thing. The first step to doing that is admitting you want that and figuring out how you're going to get it. I think the secret to making things happen is forming habits. It's one thing to want to do something in your life, but if you aren't consistent about doing it, it'll never stick. You can want to be more active and you might go on one walk, but it won't become your lifestyle unless you push yourself to walk every day or make walking a priority in your life. This is really nasty, but I used to struggle really hard with brushing my teeth at night. I just couldn't find the motivation to do it once I was in bed and settled. And I finally got to a point where it grossed me out that I wasn't brushing my teeth. And I wanted to make it a priority, so I forced myself to do it for 21 days. Because apparently, it takes 21 days to form a habit. I don't know if that's actually true, but it worked because I refuse to go to bed now without brushing. Like, it doesn't matter where I am. I could be so far gone, blacked out, don't know where I am, and I will find a toothbrush. But to get to that point of forming that habit, it takes so much mental strength. Breaking habits that you've already created and swapping them out with new ones is hard as hell. You're going to have to push through your mind telling you to stick to your normal routine and stick to doing what you always do and stick to how you always feel. Everything that you do, whether you are aware of it or not, are habits that you've picked up over time. The way you go about your day, the people you talk to, the things you enjoy doing, the way you talk to yourself, the way you talk to people, the way you react to things, they're all learned behavior. So if you're going to Cool Girl Fall saying you want to change, yeah, that's great, but it's more work than just deciding to change. You need to be persistent every single day at making change happen. And just like I was saying about how we all are super motivated at the beginning of the year and are excited to set goals and then it simmers out, that's exactly how it'll be every time you set goals or decide you want to change, unless you are persistent and are always willing to overcome your previous thoughts and your previous routine. I was listening to this podcast called On Purpose by Jay Shetty, and he had Joe Dispenza on as a guest, and they were talking about how when you decide you want to change and you want to better yourself, it goes well for the first few hours or days, and then your mind starts to signal that you're off schedule. Like, for example, if you tell yourself that you're going to stop talking bad about people, you can manage to do that for a couple hours, and then your brain is like, hold the fuck on, you are off schedule. You're usually talking shit about your best friend right now. You're 4 hours late because your mind has become accustomed to your daily routine to the point where you're not even in control anymore. Your mind is. It's as if you're running on autopilot. Your mind is so used to doing the same tasks every single day that you don't even have to be conscious to do them. But the way that you overcome that cycle is by being aware that your mind is trying to push you back into a place that you no longer want to be in and consciously saying, no, I don't want that, and doing your best to overcome those thoughts and overcome those habits. You break that cycle by basically telling your brain to fuck off and that it's no longer in control of you. That, in my opinion, is the hardest part of reinventing yourself, because once you can get past that resistance, there's nothing stopping you from doing better than what you were doing before. Once you're able to pull yourself out of old habits that maybe weren't the best for you, that's when you can take control of your life and choose who you are and what you can do moving forward. Once you allow yourself to be able to change, that's when you can start focusing on the good that you deserve and actually get the ball rolling. With that being said, we obviously all have different goals that we have in mind and different ways of living, but I want to talk about the things that I think are important when aiming for the best version of you. This Cool Girl Fall, we aren't focusing on looking hotter or being better for anyone other than ourselves. I feel like when it's about to be hot girl summer, so many people strive to look their best to fit into a bikini, or they strive to have the time of their life to flex on an ex. This cool girl fall, we are not doing any of that. This cool girl fall, we are giving ourselves all the love and energy and attention that we deserve and that we have tried to give to others all year. And what comes with giving yourself love and attention is being patient with yourself, being more understanding of yourself, and not beating yourself up about your past mistakes or where you are currently in your life. Obviously, I work at this every day and I still struggle, but let me tell you, my life was a million times harder and much less enjoyable when I was constantly being mean to myself. People in general are fucking mean. The last thing that you need is you to also be constantly kicking you when you're down. When you envision a better version or a more successful version of you, is that version happy? Are they nice? If they are, in order to become that, you need to be nice to yourself and allow yourself to be happy right now. And that's not to say that you have to strive to always be happy. Fuck that. The best version of you is going to freely and openly feel all emotions. If you're sad, let yourself cry. If you're pissed off, be pissed off. However you feel is valid, and it's never going to get better by denying those feelings. The objective is never to fake being happy. Fuck toxic positivity. But you don't need to stay in whichever feeling you're in. Feel it until that feeling doesn't feel good, and then work your way back up to feeling the best that you can. It really is about always checking in with yourself and never pushing yourself to do anything or feel anything or be anything that doesn't feel right. The best version of you is always going to do what's best for you. And you might not know exactly what that is, but as long as you're striving for what feels the best, that's all that matters. The last thing I want to talk about for working on the best version of you in reference to like your mental health or working on things inside of you so you feel your best is making sure that what you're consuming is good for you. Being selective about the content you're consuming, activities you're doing, people you're hanging around, just making sure that what you're doing and who you're spending your time around is in your best interest. For example, when I decided I was going to stop excessively working out and decided I was going to stop dieting and restricting and learn to love my body, I also had to make the conscious decision to not follow people on social media who were going to trigger me. When I decided I was going to stop hanging around people who made me feel bad about myself, I had to make the conscious decision to stay home more and be more picky about who I spent my time around. It might seem like a lot to step away from things and to withdraw from things that you used to enjoy, but if you don't see the best version of you in your head doing those things, then you shouldn't be doing them now. I've spoken about this in previous episodes, but one of the most efficient ways to get anything done is to visualize what you want and then act as if you are that or have that now, and do that until you do have it. So if you visualize the best version of you having really good friends, and that version of you is super kind and thoughtful and giving and loves to create content online, you need to work on ditching your bad friends now and work on being nicer and start creating and posting content online right now. Things will not happen until you decide they are going to happen and you put your energy into doing them. All of that is hard work because it takes time and it can be emotionally exhausting. But like I said before, you want to create habits and ways of living that are going to stick and be here longer than just for Cool Girl Fall. I'm just using Cool Girl Fall as a lead way or a thing for you to find the motivation and inspiration to do better for yourself. Use the momentum of a new month or of a new year to build a healthy foundation for yourself that can last much longer, if not forever. Now, I want to talk about some things that aren't as heavy and can be fun that will help you level up and glow up, however, whatever you want to call it, for this fall or for honestly whenever you're listening to this. Like I said, at the beginning of anything, I am fired the heck up. I am just ready to reinvent my entire life and also get my life in order. I'm just flowing with motivation and inspiration. And the best thing you can do when you feel this way is to use that energy productively. organize and plan as much as you can. So that way, when your drive does run low, you still have a plan in order and you know what you have to get done. And it'll be easier to reach those goals if you make them clear at the beginning of the month. So if you haven't already, plan out what you want to get done this month or this fall and like what you can do to work towards those goals. And also, planning doesn't have to be like all work. You can still have fun with it. You can plan out how you want to dress, what you want to eat, what different activities you want to do. That way, you don't lose sight of them and you're not at the end of the month or end of the season being like, damn, I wish I did that, or oh, I forgot I wanted to do that. Organize and plan to remind yourself, this is what I want and I'm going to fucking have it and I'm going to do it. Also, on the topic of organize, not to be your mom, but please clean up. Please listen to me when I say go clean your space. I know it's so annoying, but you will be so much more productive and happy when you declutter your space. Decluttering literally will declutter your mind. And I didn't know the science behind why cleaning helps so much, so I literally looked it up because I was so curious. And it's because it can lower your cortisol levels, and I'm not going to even pretend like I know what that means, but I'm pretty sure it's good. If any medical people listening or know what that means, let a girl know. But it can also turn down the visual noise, which helps you focus, which makes sense in my head. Like if I'm trying to get work done and I know there's a pile of dishes in the sink, I'm going to be distracted until I get my ass up and clean them. So that's definitely a habit I want to stick with this fall and am going to consciously work on. Like the month of August, I was so good about picking up after myself and I would clean up every night before bed and I just felt like the baddest bitch alive. I felt unstoppable, but alas, I fell back to my pig pen dirty girl lifestyle. But mark my words, I will be working on decluttering. And I started actually this past week decluttering my closet because it was getting out of hand with how messy it was. Like I avoided my closet at all costs because whenever I went in there, it just made me feel bad. And that's not how I want to feel. I love clothes. I love to style my clothes. It's a way I express myself. And I shouldn't avoid things that I love just because it's a little messy and makes me want to rip my hair out and cry. So I fully cleaned her out. I took 4 massive trash bags of my clothes to Goodwill and I'm selling a bunch on Depop because it's time for them to go. And that's my next tip. If you want to reinvent yourself, if you want positive change, start with the little things that you can physically see because you will get instant gratification and it will inspire you to keep pushing to do better. So clean out your closet. Swap out your summer clothes for fall clothes. If you're able to, buy and thrift some staple pieces for the new season. You can rearrange your bedroom, rearrange your space. Whenever I'm craving change or I'm feeling inspired, I love to redecorate and reorganize my space. When I lived at my dad's house and I lived at college, I would literally rearrange my bedroom like every 2 months because I hated feeling stagnant. I needed something new to stimulate me and make me feel excited. And unfortunately, I can't do that now with the way my bedroom is set up and how small my apartment is. But I'm telling you, that was pure bliss. And it really did help me through such hard times. Like I was depresso when I was in college, which is a whole other thing we'll talk about in a separate episode. But I think just finding little things like that really do help and are the fun parts of change. And something that I've wanted to change this fall is making every decision on my own and not being influenced so much by others. Like I said, fashion is a way that I express myself, but I found myself, especially this year, wearing things because they're trendy and not really having my own personal style. And when I think hot girl or cool girl, I think independent. When I'm scrolling on Pinterest and I see a cool outfit, I don't think that person wearing it in the photo is wearing it because they saw someone else wearing it. It just seems like their personal style. And that's what I want to strive for this fall and honestly just moving forward. I want to wear what I want to wear and not because that's what's in right now. If I like something and it's not cute to most people, I'm still going to wear it. And that goes for anything. I just want to be better at doing things in my life because I want to do them and not because someone told me to or because that's what others are doing. I want to feel like and be more of a leader because honestly, most people don't know what the hell they're doing anyways, so why am I going to take their fashion advice or follow what they're doing when my opinions and my thoughts and my style are just as good as theirs? There's obviously a power to deciding to live your life based off how you want to live it and not allowing the voices and thoughts of others to influence you. There's so many times in our lives that people are always trying to pressure us to do what they want us to do, work a job they want us to work, go to school because they want us to go to school, go out and party because they want to go get fucked up. And it's hard to say no to people, especially if you are a people pleaser or if you want people to like you or if you want to make others happy. But the truth is, you will be so much happier and will get so many more things done if you drown out those voices and listen to your own. Just like I said, my opinions and my thoughts are just as good as anyone else's, and so are yours. So when I think Cool Girl Fall, and I think about glowing up and becoming the best version of you, I think about taking care of yourself and listening to yourself and doing what you want to do and being who you want to be and just taking charge of your life and owning it. The most powerful and successful people are the way that they are because they own who they are and they're not trying to be like anyone else. With that being said, we're doing an assignment this week. I'm so happy whenever you guys tell me that you enjoy the assignments and you're doing the assignments. So we have a quick and fun one this week. I literally just want you to take like 10 to 20 minutes out of your day to sit down and think and envision what you want your life to look like in a month from now. Do you want your life to be the way that it is right now? Or do you think it could get better? If you think it could get better, write down what would make it better and what you see yourself doing that's different than right now. What are the habits that you want to create and what are habits that you want to get rid of and who do you see yourself around and what do you see yourself doing? Whatever it is, write that shit down. And it could be so simple, like I wrote down some things that I want to stick to and I want to get done this month that I've been putting off and I know that would make me feel better. And they're super easy. I'm just a piece of shit sometimes and don't do them. But some things that I wrote down are taking care of my body and my skin and my hair. Because I was thinking about this the other day. Before my boyfriend and I went on vacation, he wanted to get some blackheads out of his nose. And I gave him a whole like skincare routine on how to get rid of them. And then I looked at myself and I was like, wait a minute, I have blackheads. Why am I giving him the step-by-step guide on how to get rid of them, but I'm not doing that for myself? Like, why am I not implementing that into my skincare routine? Why am I taking such good care of him, but not myself? And I know it sounds like not that deep, but I really do tend to care for others more than I do myself. Like, I give people advice and I just do what's best for them, but I don't give that to myself. So I want to make my self-care a priority. Another thing I wrote down that I want to make a priority is movement and just taking care of my body and eating better and not just sitting around like a lazy piece of shit. Because when I got back from vacation, I have been dealing with this rash, so I haven't been able to do like my normal hot girl walks or do anything active because it literally hurts to do anything and I just don't feel my best. But my thing is, I don't want to be particular about the exercises that I do. I just want to listen to my body and take it day by day and go on walks if I want to walk and dance if I want to dance and be active in different ways and in a healthy way. And also the same with eating, like not dieting or restricting, but trying my best to choose healthy options. But also if my body wants junk food, I'm going to eat junk food. So go make that list. It could be literally anything you want. It could be you want to make studying a priority or you want to start posting on social media or you want to socialize more. Literally anything that you think would be a level up from where you are right now, go write it down. I hope this episode made sense. I feel like it was all over the place. But the main thing that I wanted you to get from this is that you can decide to reinvent yourself and start over and do better literally at any point in your life. But I personally love to do it when I feel motivated and inspired because it helps me actually get things done. And it also makes it more fun to do. And that's why I love the beginning of the month. And I'm just so excited for the month of October. I hope this episode was able to inspire you even a little bit and get you excited for the new month and for Cool Girl Fall. If you do end up making a list of things you want to accomplish or work on this month, I would love for you to share any of them with me on Instagram, just because I love to hear whenever the assignments are helping you. And also, I would love to just get inspiration as well. For real, your messages all the time inspire me. You all are so inspiring and are such baddies, and I just love you and I love talking to you. With that being said, you can DM me on Instagram if you ever want to talk or need advice. My usernames for Instagram and TikTok and YouTube are all going to be in the description of this episode. And lastly, if you could give Try Not to Care a 5-star rating on whichever platform you listen to it on, it would really help me out. I really appreciate it. Fucking love you guys. Thank you so much for the support and love. I owe you all literally my life. So thank you. That's it for this week, besties. Thank you so much for listening. I love you so much, and I'm so excited to talk to you next time. Bye, besties.